Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when people tell me what they like about the show, they say, I like the Friday 207 intro of the show.
Yeah, do they?
It feels a little hurtful.
Yeah, if they pick that, like of all the things you do in a week, I would be hurt if I were you. You should take offense.
Yeah. I kind of do. YouTube live chat poll for today. What should happen with TikTok in America? Should it be banned? Should we leave it as it is? Or should we require American ownership to stay? What's your vote on this?
I'm firmly in the last one there, which is require American ownership to stay. I think that's not only a great solution for everybody, because there are a lot of people who've made careers out of TikTok. I mean, I don't know why you would, but there have been people, and I hate to take away American ingenuity of creative ownership of that stuff. So require American ownership to stay is a win, not just for the creators of content, but for people who use TikTok and seek TikTok out for content. It will be a better platform if we own it. So there's really no reason why that shouldn't happen.
What do you think, Brad?
I'm with Ryan on this one. I think that the best possible solution is to require American ownership to stay, or, you know, an ally ownership. You know, I know like Kevin O'Leary's Canadian or something like that, but somebody that's a U.S. ally, not China, owning this.
Well, they're going to be the 51st state soon anyway.
Soon,
so.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I don't want to see all these people that have actually built careers out of being influencers on TikTok lose their career because the platform, what they put their content out on, is gone. But at the same time, you cannot let China just keep invading our country and data mining and getting access to all of these parts of our phones and all these other things. And I know everybody's like, well, everybody does it. And it's like, I get that.
I don't think everybody does it the way TikTok does.
But not to the extent.
And it's also China.
Right. And so I trust, this is going to sound weird, I trust Mark Zuckerberg more than I trust President Xi. I don't see Mark Zuckerberg as a military rival or a superpower rival to the United States, which is what I see in China. So actually, and if somebody that I trust actually buys TikTok and they revamp it, I'll probably get it. But at this point, I don't even watch the videos my friends send me if they're on TikTok, because I don't know how invasive that stuff is. So
there is one other angle to this story that really hasn't been talked about, not just here, but like in the news. People haven't been mentioning that now that the Supreme Court has done this, you open the door to, well, what about other Chinese apps? You know, what if you have the app for Temu? What if you have...
People do not know that Temu is doing the same gosh darn thing.
They don't. But if you have a company that is owned by China or in China...
Are you a Temu person?
I can't say I've never ordered anything off of it, but I don't have the app. I'll let them into my computer.
You just go to the store.
Not my phone.
Not my phone though. But there's so many. I've downloaded games before that I'm like, where did this come? I have no idea where it came from. Mm-hmm. And it might have the same backdoor as any other app. You know, China could be using lots and lots of different things. So the Supreme Court's ruling could affect a lot of other apps now, other than just TikTok.
Missed opportunity at 12:45 in the Bee or Not the Bee. The Babylon Bee reports China starting to worry TikTok has made Americans even dumber than they intended.
Whoops. The boomerang didn't come back.
You want to hear the report?
Sure.
Sources at the CIA have determined it is in the best interest of the United States. I can't do these because I just laugh the whole time. It is in the best interest of the United States that they publicize intercepted recordings of a high-profile meeting among China's top government officers, proving that China is worried TikTok has made Americans dumber than they intended. The editorial team at the Babylon Bee has decided to publish a portion of the meeting below. Reader be warned, the scope of TikTok's stupidifying of the American people may be too disturbing to read. Chinese spy number one, Chairman Xi, welcome to the command center for TikTok, Operation Ameridum. President Xi, thanks for having me. I like how you've decorated the walls with giant portraits of me. Chinese spy two, you flatter us, sir. Xi, Jinping. So what's all nonsense about TikTok being too powerful? Chinese spy replies, unfortunately, sir, TikTok has become highly effective at making Americans stupid. Too effective, sir. Xi Jinping says, that's great news. Those Americans have outwitted us at every turn due to their hard work, deep patriotism, and brilliant minds. Chinese spy replies, sir, you don't understand. They're too stupid. Beyond too stupid, sir. American stupidity is so high because of TikTok, it is spreading to other countries like a virus. She says, impossible. TikTok is strictly censored here in the mother country. We're safe, right? The spy replies, sir, they've forgotten their genders, and they think monopoly money is real. They seek wisdom from celebrities. Chairman, they gave their nuclear codes to a rutabaga. I'll just retweet it. You should retweet it, too.
It's amazing that the Babylon Bee got a transcript like that. They usually don't. They're not able to get that.
We're the best.
Apparently.
When it comes to TikTok for me, unless we have American ownership of it, there's a lot of things that would need to happen before I would feel like we could even moderately trust that China has American interests at heart. And China really honestly shouldn't have American interests at heart. They should have Chinese American interests at heart. And they're not compatible. The systems are completely not compatible. I would like to see it in the same vein that we're seeing X and Elon Musk talk about the freedom of speech on his platform and you know, open algorithms so smarter people than me can look through them and see what type of stuff this is happening with these applications. But there's no way it needs to be left as it is.
Yeah, X obviously has changed the game. I mean, Elon's purchase of that in 2022 was such a huge game changer. And we all said at the time,
nothing happens like this without it.
All this stuff, these kind of dominoes, you know, I mean, the election of President Trump is, it's, you could say, possibly indirectly related to that. The fact that Zuckerberg is now changing Facebook, at least, you know, he's saying is Instagram will be affected by that. If all these platforms are now going to be run by people who are at least in principle for free speech, or pretending to be, and then you have TikTok, which soon might be as well. Man, this is a huge win for the First Amendment of the United States, and that applies to the entire world in some sense. So these are very, very good developments that are happening. And Zuckerberg, you can question him if you want, but the fact that he's even posturing in that direction is good.
I think we should question him, and he should and seems to have been welcoming to the questioning.
Yeah.
I don't think he's an idiot by any stretch of the imagination. So if he is going to make such a dramatic public shift, he's got to know that people are going to have eyebrows raised for quite some time. But don't we want changed minds?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what we want, right? We don't want them to just dig their heels in.
Initially, it had started as a Christmas gift opportunity, and the timing didn't work out yet quite well. But we did a little something for you. Here you go. This is a gift from Brad and from myself. Go ahead and open it.
Okay. This says, can I narrate it? It says it's to
Joe. You don't need
Joe.
To say the addresses on the air, but...
Okay, well, it says Joe DeVito. Let's see here. Signed... Oh, this is my book.
Yeah.
Signed by Joe Mackey, Kat Timpf, Tyrus, Greg Gutfeld, and Emily Campagno.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So we sent that book over to Fox. Joe DeVito had told us that he would happily get some signatures on it. So we
sent
it to them, and they signed it, and they sent it back. And
well, that's awesome.
Thought, so I did buy your book, for the record. I just don't want to keep it.
Well, thank you. I hope they thumbed through it. That's really neat. Gosh. Wow, that's really cool. I can make out Tyrus Cat. I'm trying to figure out which one is... Which one is Gutfeld?
It's the one that starts with a G.
He'll be here all day.
I think I've got them all. They've got... well, Katz is easy to define, and Joe DeVito's is. I think I got Tyrus there. Okay, wow, Joe Mack. Okay, I figured it out. Wow, that is really neat, and very thoughtful of you guys.
I wonder if you could go back and see. That must have been the show one day. That must have been the cast on the show.
Oh, like they brought it in and said, hey, everybody sign this.
I mean, did you send it to him at Fox or to his house?
I sent it to him at the address that he had me sent to. I think it was his apartment.
Yeah, and then did you send a package that he could send it back in?
Yep, that's the envelope I sent with it.
So we made it so it was foolproof for him, but we thought, we'll put your book in the hands of the people at Gutfeld and make them prove it. Unless Joe DeVito signed all those, which is possible.
Well, they are the same marker, so we'll ask him next time he's on. Well, very cool. Thank you, guys.
How's the book going?
It's gone really, really well. The launch has gone great. I could see the sales, and they stopped on Christmas, which means a lot of people bought it for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of been slow to pick back up after Christmas. But apparently a lot of people bought them as gifts for Christmas. And then I guess, you know, after January got back going again, it's kind of been a slow ramp back into seeing some sales again. So, yeah, it's actually gone really, really well.
Well, it's The Grocery List, and Ryan wrote a book, and it's as weird as he is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty bizarre.
I read the whole thing that one day on the show when I put the word balls on every page for our fan named Balls.
I didn't make you break out crying laughing or anything, though. So
I was getting pretty frustrated, actually.
You didn't realize how many pages you had to sign.
I definitely overcommitted, but I was able to deliver. So
very, very cool. Well, this will be something I keep forever. That's really awesome. I hope I can figure out how to display that page right there. I'm going to hold it up just if you want to see.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Tag us.
There we go.
Tag Annie Fry Show on X and tag them and tell them thank you and see if they recognize
it. Awesome. I will do that.
Is Emily Campagna the one with the heart?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Give me that book. I haven't looked at it because Brad just got it back here recently. And I think we sent it off right before Christmas, maybe, or just after. Cat Tim from the top. Oh, that's definitely Emily. Joe DeVito. Who is Joe Mackey?
Mm-hmm.
Tyrus. This is Joe Mackey.
Okay.
Joe Mackey.
Gutfeld's Tyrus. Bottom right, I think, right?
Greg Gutfeld, yeah. Joe DeVito, Emily Campagna. Yeah, that's simple to tell. Cool.
Yeah, very, very.
And I appreciate, thank you to Joe DeVito and to the crew at Gutfeld for humoring us, because we knew it's not something they have to do, right? You know, if you make that ask of them, it's like, do I really need to do that? So they didn't have to. And even for Greg to sign it too, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Gosh. I mean, that's number one late night show in America.
Yeah.
Right there, right on the grocery list.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
There you go.
Very neat. Thank you.
Well, happy inauguration.
Thanks.
America gets its country back and you get a Greg Gutfeld autograph.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. We need your votes. Come say hi in the YouTube chat and tell us what you think needs to happen with TikTok. I kind of want to know how many of you are on TikTok. I'd assume that maybe less of our audience versus a non-political talk radio show's audience, less of you are on TikTok. If it was America owned, would you like to see the Annie Fry Show on TikTok? Would you be more inclined to get on TikTok? Should it be American owned and not Chinese controlled? There's lots to talk about. And of course, on Monday, after the inauguration, everything gets going. We're going to be covering it live starting at 11 a.m. here on 97.1. Special coverage here from the Annie Fry Show of the inauguration. We're going to listen to all the moments together. So please put it on your calendar while you're taking everything in to join us on 97.1 FM Talk on the Odyssey app or on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are so excited and we're so grateful that you're a part of it with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Gosh, I'm trying to think of, like, what do we want to talk about before the inauguration? Like, what is left to discuss? We're right at the edge It's like when you're getting ready to run a race that you've been preparing for so long, and you're in the ready, set position, and you're just waiting for the ready, set, fire.
Well, there's so many things that have already kind of lined up that look good going into the second term, that a lot of what he did in his first term is giving him that credibility that's setting him up now, that you wonder, okay, is he going to walk? It's not going to be a cakewalk. He's not going to walk in, everything just kind of lines up, but everything is lining up. So you wonder what kind of foes are, you know, what kind of big giants is he going to have to face when he actually gets in office if the normal things that you thought he was going to have to fight are already falling into place?
During the last segment, I talk about this usually in the 2 o'clock hour because that's when TMZ is on. I'm always interested in how TMZ is dipping into the political culture. We didn't see a lot of interest on TMZ in anything politics before the election was really going on. They just don't really pay attention to it. Presuming that everybody in Hollywood is a Democrat, which is not too much of a stretch, I don't think. You just assume their guy is in and whatever's happening is happening and it's okay because their guy is in. But they've been covering a lot of stuff that has to do with Donald Trump with the election, well, the post-election, the inauguration. And they were covering a story from Kid Rock, who was on with Jesse Waters and was, we don't have anything from that, did we? I didn't ask for anything from that. Kid Rock was on with Jesse Waters and was talking about he's going to play at the inauguration. And my understanding is that Kid Rock made a comment about it being shameful to some extent that Michelle Obama is not going to come. We've talked about this a little bit. Is there any part of you that has any emotion or thought or feeling about Michelle Obama's presence or lack of at the inauguration?
There is. There is a part of me. It is extreme curiosity. I really want to know why she's not there. And I don't know. It could be something like you, I think it was Brad, you mentioned this when we were talking about it before. It could be a Kate Middleton situation. She's got something health-wise going on. They don't really want to talk about it. And then it comes out later, oh yeah, wow, that's pretty serious, you know?
She has to wash her hair.
That's what girls told me when I called them in high school. And I was
and
always
like, I don't have any.
I had hair at that point.
Did you?
Ethan, this isn't like dump on Ryan
when
moment.
When did you start losing your hair?
I was 19.
So when not I was much 19. Out of high school.
I was right out of high school.
I was pretty close.
When I was in eighth grade, I started getting gray hair. I mean, Ethan and I were talking about this yesterday because his mom's a hairdresser and might just be cutting my hair sometime soon. I need to get my hair cut. But I don't color my hair. I haven't colored my hair since, I can't determine if it was 2016 or 2017. I stopped coloring my hair. My hair is gray. And I guess it might look blonde or kind of platinum. But it's gray. Wouldn't you say, Ethan?
I thought, genuinely, I mean, there are multiple times sitting on the opposite side of this studio that I said that I like her platinum highlights to myself.
I do not have them. I do, but they are not, they are God.
They're natural.
Yes. I quit coloring my hair because it costs so gosh darn much to color hair all of the time and to keep up with it. And I needed to color my hair at some point, and I started getting complimented on, oh, who does your hair? Because gray was in, and I didn't know that, because I'm not on trend. And so people started complimenting it, and then I was like, well, why would I go pay $150 to get the whole thing managed and then have to do it again in 12 weeks? So I quit doing it, and I haven't colored my hair since, and so then I don't really cut my hair either, because I don't make time for it. But I had gray hair, like, noticeable. If like above my ears, if I pull my hair back in a ponytail, you'd see it like on the side of my head. I'd have gray hair in eighth grade. You weren't losing your hair in high school, but after high school?
It was real close to high school. But here's the problem. I knew it was going to happen because they always say it comes from your mom's side.
Mom's dad.
Yeah, mom's dad and mom's brothers. And my mom had nothing but brothers. It was all brothers. And they all had the exact same thing.
Does your mom have hair?
Yeah, she's fine.
Beautiful hair.
Gorgeous. Every time I see her.
Does it make you mad?
Like, wow, Mom.
Freaking jerk. What do you need that for?
But all of her brothers, all of them had the exact same hairline as me. It was kind of high.
Yeah.
And then it started at the temples. But then it went very slowly throughout their life.
Did you?
I'm like, that's what's going to happen.
You knew it was going to happen Real question, if you don't mind me asking you about it, because I know that you've talked about this before. Was it tough to deal with that?
Yeah, it was terrible. And now, real answer, I don't color my hair either. I don't fill it in.
Your chin is looking a little bit like my hair in eighth grade.
Yeah, the only hair I color is my body hair. I do not touch my face or my head at all.
Pure.
Color and braid.
Color and braid, body hair, but not face. some things I just say for Ethan. That one's just for you.
Thank you.
But it was hard because I knew I need to get married fast. So I did everything I could.
That was your whole plan, and you still managed to land Katie Wiggins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
Well done.
It really worked out well for me. I actually...
What about for her?
I thought about... No, she's not doing great. I actually thought about getting the hair implant thing when I was pretty young, but I thought, gosh, this is... A, I couldn't afford it when I was that young. I could probably now, but I just don't know. Like, does it do anything? You know, I'm married, so I'm not really, like, trying to put myself out there. I guess I am in media, so... That, you know, I could use it as a tax write-off because
get your hair done and then insure it.
Yeah, but I just don't know. I still am right on the verge where I'm kind of thinking about it, but I kind of not. I need something to kind of make that decision and then make it final.
You know, a sponsor would do it. That would probably be a good Wiggins America subject. Is the weirdest things that people have insured.
Yeah, there's just a lot of weird things.
Like, do you think anyone actually has their, like, that did that actually has that insured? Like, their hair?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Yeah, there's people who've insured body parts in Hollywood for years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Barack Obama tweeted today, 2 hours ago, back to the initial conversation, "Happy birthday to the love of my life, Michelle Obama. You fill every room with warmth, wisdom, humor, and grace. And you look good doing it. I'm so lucky to be able to take on life's adventures with you. Love you." And then it was retweeted by Michelle Obama. "Love you, honey."
Every room that she's in, but not Jimmy Carter's funeral room.
Or the inauguration coming up.
Not that one either.
But I mean, remember when we were talking about this before, about the question surrounding if maybe there was a concern about their marriage and the fact that she wasn't at Jimmy Carter's funeral has... Some people discussing, Jack Posobiec even said that there are rumors that there is a divorce pending between the two. So there's questions. And I said at the time that Jack Posobiec will publicly ask questions that get to be discussed because he's, you know, doing the harmless. I'm just asking questions. And I said, you can go back and check the tape. You get enough of these types of allegations that eventually you'll see some sort of picture of the two of them. I think I said like at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Together.
Holding hands, pointing at something.
Well, now if you're watching here on the stream, I'm gonna put this up here on the stream, but it happens to be your birthday, so that makes a lot of sense that you would send if he didn't tweet something on her birthday, that would be definitely considered more evidence to what is being considered as a problem here. But here, look at this picture. How would you describe that picture of
Oh.
That's a lot of wine.
Well, that's a lot of wine, but they are sitting as far apart from each other as you can while still holding hands.
They're sitting across the table from one
another. Yeah, but that is very...
It's a big table, but they're sitting at the short side of the big table.
Abnormally large arms. Long arms, I should say.
Well, that's... I think they're sitting so far apart. That's what's so weird about it.
Holding hands.
Yeah.
I think they're probably in a restaurant, maybe a birthday. Like, they look like they're in some sort of room.
Wine room.
Yeah, some sort of wine room at a wood slab table. I bet that table is bank.
Maybe he's trying to secretly send a message because of the picture that he took. Like, we're hanging on by just.
Do you work for TMZ? This is good.
Mm-hmm. That is good stuff.
Body language expert.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I do.
Ethan Hanford. I just think it's kind of interesting that you have a profession of love, a photo op, with an immediate retweet by Michelle Obama saying everything's good. So, as I said the last time, I hope everything is good.
Yeah.
I'm for families. I want families to stay together, and I want theirs to stay together as well.
You didn't even mention the emojis she put in there, too. A heart and a kissy face. That warms it up a little bit.
If I make the kissy face or the kissy sound anywhere near my husband in front of my kids, they start they like projectile flip. Vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
They think it's the most disgusting thing ever.
As a son that has parents that love each other, I can relate to those children.
I love how you relate to the children.
I'm 24 and I still do that. Like, yeah, I don't want to know.
You're married and you're going to have babies probably and you're going to do the same thing to them. But it's just like if my husband is, if he's leaving somewhere and he gives me a kiss, they're all like, ew, gross. Let me ham it up for him. Just make sure that they're completely appropriately appalled that their parents are affectionate towards another.
I'm looking at this tweet and the retweet both, and I'm looking for hints myself here. And
what do you see
as a font expert?
Oh God,
I'm reading into this and the font. Now here's the thing. This is sort of a generic font, so it's really hard to see.
Are you talking about the X font?
Mm-hmm. And what I'm finding as a font expert is that this is actually just the typical font used on Twitter by everyone.
On the internet. Yeah.
Which says to me, not really a special day.
I don't know. Their cups are empty. They're not even half full.
No, they're not.
Or running over.
Nor
with all
they
that
have
wine there, it's like they had a choice and they chose not to have
no
their
abundance of anything.
Cups running over,
except for hatred.
The abundance of booze is bottled up
now
and relegated to the background.
We made this really dark.
I know a lot of people are saying, "Well,
Brad's going to put this on the internet, and we're going to have the most trashed video of Obama lovers who are like these people. They're not even serious." And I'm like, "I know."
Or right-wing Twitter will be like, "Look what people discovered about this photo."
Oh, crap.
What I've discovered, another thing, Brad, if you want to do a video about this, one of the things that I've discovered about this after looking at it for now a total of maybe 45 seconds.
Like the longest you've ever looked at any
anything
tweet ever.
Yeah. Is that
short attention span.
If this photo, this is how you do a TMZ segment, by the way. This
it is
like a masterclass.
It is.
If this photo was taken pre-meal, okay, fine. If taken post-meal, this was a very, very good meal. Because they have left no food.
They've cleaned those plates.
There's no wine.
Those plates clean.
There's nothing left on the plates. So what does that say about the relationship? That's something that you bring in a different expert for.
What I see is that
maybe we should bring in an expert.
The picture is now gone from the stream, meaning that you took it a step too far.
I think so.
All right, let's take a break. The Obamas are probably fine, and Michelle will not be attending the inauguration. I don't blame her for it. I don't care if she's there. I barely want Donald Trump to go to the inauguration. I want him to get to work. Like, go, go, go. Pomp and circumstance, yada, 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 yada. I mean, at some point, do you look at some of these people who are there who just overtly despise Donald Trump and they're like standing there watching him swear in and you're like, what are you even doing?
Yeah, I guess.
Michelle's
I guess
like,
so.
I'm not faking it. I think that was something that she said. So I wonder if you care about it. YouTube live chat poll. Ethan will give us those results in the next segment. What should happen with TikTok in America? You let us know what you think. We'll get those results next. Something's got to change.
Just moments ago, a source confirming to Fox News that President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will be sworn in indoors at Monday's inauguration. I believe this is only the second time this has happened. The last time it happened was 1985 with none other than Ronald Reagan. There are dangerously cold temperatures that are moving into the region, and it will be the coldest inauguration in 40 years.
So there's some interesting news. And you know how we don't pride ourselves on being like affiliated, because we're not in any way, shape or form, with your favorite local rapper. We just always think it's funny if he were listening to our show. That would be so cool.
And we just assume that he is.
But only that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Cut, which is a publication that I think it's involved with New York Magazine, is reporting that Nelly is going to perform at the inauguration.
What?
That's wild. In contrast to his 2017 inauguration, this time around, there are a lot of actual famous people signing up to usher Donald Trump into his second term.
Usher.
Olivia Craighead is the writer for The Cut who is reporting this. Earlier this week, it was announced that Carrie Underwood would perform America the Beautiful. That'd be so cool if Nelly was doing that. At Trump's inauguration ceremony, then it was reported that Rascal Flatts and Jason Aldean would be playing at different inaugural balls. The obvious addition to this list, of course, is, I'm adding, St. Louis's own Nelly. On Friday, CBS reporter Tareen Smalls posted on X that the rapper would be performing at Trump's Liberty Ball on Monday night, which means he'll be sharing a bill with Aldean. Semaphore reported Kadia Goba also reported the news on X. So they're basically saying a lot of reports suggesting this is the case. The vibe of this inauguration appears to be, quote, yeehaw. And Nelly gets included in that. That's great. Which makes Nelly one of the only rappers that fits this ball. He's had country crossover hits with Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Kane Brown. Little did we know that he had a yeehaw bent to his politics as well. Does the willingness to perform an inauguration ball presume that that person voted that way?
No, but at least suggests that they're not opposed to it. If they look, this is Donald Trump. If anybody is willing to come out and be associated with him and his inauguration in any way, I would say that they are saying publicly, I am okay with this.
Is there a difference between from I voted for this person and I'm not angry, or like separately, like a full-on endorsement, I'm voting for this person, I want you to vote for this person too, versus I'm an entertainer, I like to entertain people, and I have no problem with Donald Trump being the president. Those are two different statements.
They are two different statements, and that is probably what most of these people are saying, but they also know they're stepping into it. That this, they have to know that if you're going to publicly come out in support of anything celebrating Donald Trump, even if you didn't vote for him, you're ready, you're in the crosshairs.
Maybe. Times are changing a little bit. I think that is indicated here in what we're seeing, just regularly speaking, even the Jeff Bezos, the Silicon Valley people, Zuckerbergs, who have shifted a little bit. Olivia Craighead on The Cut goes on to say, this is the last paragraph of this article, it's the best one. While this is a bummer, or perhaps a dilemma, in parentheses, sorry, for people who scream when Hot in Here comes on at weddings, I fear we have not fully grappled with what this means. We are almost certainly going to get a video of Trump, Elon Musk, or both of them dancing to Country Grammar. I don't know if this nation is strong enough to handle that.
I hope so.
That's the end of the paragraph. Oh, that's the end of the article.
Wow. Okay.
Like, what? This is why I appreciate it. And to Craighead there, I appreciate the article. That's the source of information for the report that Nelly will be performing at the Liberty Inauguration Ball. I don't live in a world where watching people dance, maybe even poorly, affects an ounce of anything that goes on in my brain.
Does he do his YMCA dance to Country Grammar?
Oh, heck yeah.
Is that what he does? Is he pumping the fist?
I don't think he can do anything else.
He's doing the golf swing too to Country Grammar?
I think that the music comes on, he's center stage / center frame on the camera. You give it about a 2-measure punch out with the Trump dance, you do your thing, and then you go on with life.
A couple of claps, maybe a little headbutt.
It takes a commitment and lightning in a bottle to establish an official dance of an administration. I mean, this is the type of stuff that the Kamala Harris campaign was trying to force down our face because
that's
it was so joyful.
That's so true.
And Donald Trump does this goofy butt dance out in front of everybody, and everyone's like, it's cool with me.
Yeah. People across the world are doing it at sporting events. I think it would be great if we saw Carrie Underwood come out, do America the Beautiful. Nelly comes out, does like 2 hours of B-sides.
Like, of what?
Doesn't do any of his big stuff. Just the deep B-side cuts, the stuff that you don't know as well.
This is a new project
album
of mine. Yeah.
And goes way long, you know? Like, we just wanted you to come out and do Country Grammar. You know? He just keeps going.
Is he on Twitter?
Nelly?
I'm looking.
I don't know. Let's just
Nelly
ask
_
him.
Mo.
Assuming he's listening.
That's not right. That's somebody who wants to be told that that's Nelly.
Might be Nelly's burner account.
Maybe he can join us on Monday in our live broadcast.
Nelly Mo.
If it is, he only has 20 followers.
Is that Nelly with
he's
a K?
He's doing a pretty good job if it's a burner account.
K-N-E-L-L-Y.
Talk about the special coverage, Ryan, that we're going to do on Monday.
Starting at 11 o'clock, we're going to be covering everything. So we'll be live all day Monday. It's MLK Day. But we'll be here and covering the not only the swearing in, but everything that happens after. I think, you know, we all... Well, actually, now I was going to say we all kind of expect what the swearing in is going to look like. You hear Donald Trump speak. That's always pretty exciting, though, because you never know what he's going to say. But now it is going to be a little different because of the moving it all indoors. You know, I know Mark Cox had planned on being there, but a lot of people's plans have had to change because of that. You know, it won't accommodate as many people now being indoors. I don't even know where indoors it's going to be yet, but we'll be covering it all live. And then the minute he takes that oath, we're all expecting him to start signing executive orders, and that's going to be where it really gets fun. And we assume, based on the timeline that we've been given, that that will start during the Annie Fry show.
Sure.
And that we'll be covering it.
The ceremony will be in the 11 a.m. hour for us, and we are going to cover all of everything that comes along with that. You'll be able to hear the oath. We will be here covering it for you live, so that if you are not in a position, we understand you want to see it. Not everybody has the ability to do that. If you tune in to 97.1, if you load us up on the Odyssey app, and if you pull us up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we'll do it together. It's kind of a fun way to experience this together, of the culmination of everything we've been talking about for 4 years now. We'll be able to watch that, but then immediately go after that into the business of it, as the president is expected to go into the business of it. Have you followed up with Steve Moore? Is he still willing to come back on?
I will follow up with him right after the show.
He said that he told us on air on Monday, he's like, I'll be there. I should come on the show, which is honestly how he became a weekly guest, because we booked him and he's like, we should do this weekly. And we're like, okay. And then he did.
Funny.
So we're looking to have guests come on the show. So it'll be a lot of people are off on Monday. A lot of people aren't off on Monday. I mean, the world still continues to spin, of course. So we're going to I'm hoping to have some fun things to listen to. A bit of a day of celebration, of course. And I really want to take phone calls as well. So if you're looking to participate in this day from wherever you are and reach out to us and take phone calls or have your phone call be heard and talk to the people here in St. Louis that are listening just like you and taking in this historical moment, whether you're really, really excited about it or maybe you're really nervous about it, I'm looking forward to bringing you into that moment in time and to be a part of it, because this really is a reflection on the American people. As much as everything was thrown at the American voter still came back and decided for the third time in a row to increase their support for Donald Trump. He has gained support with each vote. He has manifested the greatest comeback in political history in this country, and we're going to get to see it come together on Monday, and we're going to be here broadcasting the whole historic moment. I'm excited about it.
I recommend that in the future, every big guest that you have, you just introduce them as a weekly guest, this being the first week for Tulsi Gabbard.
We've had Tulsi Gabbard on the show. It's more of a biannual guest. Is it biannual mean twice a year or every other year?
I think it's twice a year.
Biweekly is every other week.
It could also mean
it
twice
can
a week.
We mean twice a
so
week,
maybe
too, though.
Biannual is used the same way.
I don't know. This is really going to be something for the historians to determine.
This is one of those things that George Washington talked about
This is one of those reasons why I should absolutely say that, because it could just be interpreted however. Mm-hmm. And if they're upset about it, I'll be like, oh, I meant the other one.
Yeah. Say,
now we're thinking here.
Yeah.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Ethan, why don't you set it up? We'll give the answers. I'll read some responses here and you can give the results.
Yeah, real quick before that, they did announce that the inauguration address will be delivered inside of the Capitol Rotunda, which was last used by Ronald Reagan in 1985, also because of cold weather. And then after, Trump is going to speak at Capital One Arena for where people can be attending and watching. So he's going to go there after and be speaking. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew about that. What should happen with TikTok in America is today's YouTube live chat poll. The options: be banned, leave it as is, or require American ownership to stay.
Ryan?
I am require American ownership to stay. I do believe that is what's going to happen, and I think that's a really good result.
Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that American ownership should be required for it to stay.
Ethan is in the middle of doing something. Go ahead, Ethan. With the results?
Yeah. So mine is, I think that it'll be require American ownership to stay as well, but if it doesn't end up being that, I'm
I'm definitely willing for it to be banned. The final vote here, 26% be banned, 9% leave it as is, and a overwhelming percentage going to require American ownership to stay, 64%, 228 votes on today's YouTube live.
So a fourth of the folks say they just want it to all out be banned, and I kind of understand that sentiment, but I don't think that's the most American way to look at it. If Donald Trump is able to preserve TikTok and Americanize it, I think that that's going to bring a lot of people into interest into what he's doing coming up here, even more so than the election has. Thank you for being with us. We will be back at 11 a.m. on Monday for live coverage of the inauguration of the 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Don't go away. Keep it here on 97.1 FM Talk.